Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Two Kentucky FFA teams are competing in the National Crop Scouting Competition today in Boone, Iowa. The teams recently won the first Kentucky Crop Scouting Competition that was organized by University of Kentucky plant pathologist Dr. Kirsten Wise.
This is a crop scouting competition for high schoolers, and we modeled our competition at the University of Kentucky after competitions that are held in five other states across the Midwest.
Dr. Wise says the competition tests the ability of teams to scout fields.
We invite teams of 4 to 6 students to come in and compete and test their knowledge on things like corn and soybean agronomics, integrated pest management, weed ID, disease ID, general crop scouting skills, et cetera. And then the students are graded and they get prizes based on how well they do.
She adds the first competition at the Research and Education Center in Princeton attracted a variety of competitive teams.
We had 8 teams that were able to compete from all over Kentucky, some of them actually coming all the way from Eastern Kentucky. And we were really thrilled with the turnout and the level of enthusiasm of the students. The high school students, they were very engaged, asked great questions, got a lot of good feedback, and hopefully learned a little bit more about agriculture in Kentucky.
We'll learn more in a moment.
You'll find farms in all 120 Kentucky counties. Know what else you'll find? A Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance agent. That means you get coverage on what's important to you. From farms and fishing boats to minivans and mobile homes. From someone who's part of your community. That's why for 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been known as Kentucky's Farm Bureau. Why Farm Bureau? Because personal service from someone you know makes all the difference. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
UK plant pathologist Dr. Kirsten Wise says the winning teams came from Central Kentucky.
The team that won it all and won the $500 prize was LaRue County FFA in 2019, and Adair County placed second. Now, Henderson County placed third, so they won't be able to go on to the next level, but we are really glad that both LaRue and Adair counties will be representing Kentucky and Iowa.
She also thanked the sponsors for helping get the event off the ground this year.
We're lucky enough to have great support to help put this competition on. So the Kentucky Soybean Board, the Barnhart Fund for Excellence at the University of Kentucky really helped get the bulk of the competition together. And we had some refreshments for the students that were provided by the Kentucky Corn Growers and the Kentucky Small Grains Growers Association.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.